You're about to listen to the first experimental season of our show, formerly called Nat One Presents the Podcast. For better audio quality and our current ongoing D&D campaign, skip ahead to season 2 featuring the Daft Monks. Hello and welcome to Nat One Presents the Podcast. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Nate.
How's it going?
Peachy keen.
Oh, I'm glad you're doing good.
You have something to talk about?
I'm a little heated.
Whoa, okay.
No, it's not too bad. We bought a car online, which was crazy, and it was actually very smooth. I was surprised.
Really?
Yes. They showed up, unloaded it. Okay, I'm not making this up. Bitch's name was Greta. Swear to God.
She's on to you, man.
I'll show you the text later.
She's on to you.
I'm like, Greta, that sounds made up. I only know one Greta.
She just shows up with an electric vehicle.
I'll be like, oh, you got me. You got me, Greta.
But she was super nice.
Oh, yeah, she was super nice. And then unloaded the thing. We drove around the block. And by the time we came back around, she's like, ready to sign paperwork. And that was it.
How much shit do you think she took out of your house in that time that you drove around
the block?
I don't
know, because we almost left. And Corbin was so excited about the new car, he left the front door wide open. So when we turned the corner, the cat was like hanging outside, like, where are you guys going?
And I'm like, what? He just kept driving.
Oh, no, I hopped out and I had to fucking go close the door.
Oh, yeah.
This kid, man, this kid.
Bless his heart.
So with the kids, I don't know what kind of holiday tradition you have, but for Christmas time, my wife likes to do the advent calendar. And normally, it's like this little thing with like some candies inside.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a little bit of money or something. But this year, she's fucking taking it to 11.
Really? You had me at money. Mine only had old shitty chocolate.
Oh, no. Sometimes she'll stuff like a little dollar in there. Because the old one used to be like a toy truck. So it was like, yay big, you know?
It was a truck. Mine was just literally like tin foil on the back of a package.
Oh, no,
just,
no, no, no. Oh, we go huge at my All house. Right. So this was like a toy truck, basically about as long as a loaf of bread and maybe twice as tall as a loaf of bread. Now, she decided this year we're going to 11. We're going extreme. I get home. I close the front door. And the whole back of the front door is now an advent calendar.
Epic.
I'm like,
what's it designed as? Like, does it look just like a calendar? Does it look like Christmas tree? Like, I've seen them like have like designs.
Right now, I don't know where she found it, but it looks like canvas, and I'm sure she's going to decorate it later. But it has all the pouches for every day of the year or the month.
What a great mother.
I know.
It's amazing.
And then she showed me, she already has a pre-planned list because Megan's the planner. I'm the winger. And she has a pre-planned list of what's going in there. And this is going to be like crazy stuff. Like the first one that they're going to pull out is movie night. So they're going to reach into the pouch and pull out a bag of popcorn. And
then, VHS. What do I do with this?
I wish we had a VHS. That'd be cool. We could watch Robot Jocks. Rich with timber and oil. But then it jumps over to like a hot cocoa night. And like, so this year's going to be more activities.
Nice. Oh, nice.
And then of course, some of them are still going to have money.
That's sweeter. I thought she was just going to like put like free shit in there or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know, like that's cool.
We're trying to change it up a little bit.
Nice. You don't want to like spoil the kids too much, you know?
I know. Kids.
I'm sure your kids aren't spoiled.
They're so spoiled.
Well, they are, but it makes up for like just the mental like trauma that you put on them.
Well, he came home the other day and he's like, did you know some kids don't even have their own computer? And I'm like, yeah, Corbin, you're rocking a $1,300 laptop, dude. Other kids don't have that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. You're welcome.
Yeah,
Another person who can't say thank you. You know what? You're welcome. I'm not asking for a lot. I'm asking for two words. Thank you. Amazing. Nothing.
And he's probably just playing Roblox on it.
Oh, Minecraft, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Minecraft device. Well, that's pretty cool. I, you know, honestly, the traditions are pretty weird. There's not many. Nothing like leading up to Christmas. No, like we did whatever. If it was an advent calendar, it was like a chocolate. It was just like a fucking chocolate tin thing that you would just do.
We weren't those little pop out.
Yeah, things. We weren't like big on the advent calendars. The only tradition I remember was like, this is so weird. My grandmother on Christmas Day would hide an ornament pickle in the Christmas tree.
Pickle Rick?
And and you like, she would let the like grandkids look for the pickle, and whoever found it got like a jar of candy or something. That's like, and I don't even know that's like a tradition as much as just like a thing my grandmother did.
So on Christmas, your grandma would play hide the pickle with you kids. Is what you're telling me.
Thanks, Nate.
I
was summing it up just for the listeners.
Just ruin it. Just ruin my childhood. I was summing it up. That's it, though. Like, we didn't do, did you ever do, like, Elf on the Shelf or stuff like that? Like, we didn't do that weird shit.
No, we didn't do any of that garbage. That's weird.
I think it's weird. Yeah. And I don't know, like, ring, 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 liberal agenda time. I think, like, it's a weird kind of reinforcement. Like, don't do things. People are watching you. Like, that's just very outdated and, like, not. Right. Like, I think, like, I don't know. I feel like we're leaning towards, like, teaching kids how to understand why something is bad versus, like, there's an animated doll right. that will decide your fate. Like, that's kind of bizarre, you know? Right. Like, we already have that with, like, Santa's watching, but to literally have a doll that you, yeah. like, place to, like, deter. And, like, I know parents are just desperate to do anything, like, confirm or deny. Like, you just want your kids to behave.
Yeah.
Like, you'll do anything.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where it comes from.
Probably another thing, but at the same time, like, you need to, like, command respect, you know, which I do not get. But, like, how many things can be watching you at a time, you know? Fucking Alexa's watching me. Facebook's watching
definitely
me.
Listening. A lot of stuff's listening.
Yes!
I mean, watching's probably happening, too, but listening, for sure.
Did I ever tell you why we unplugged ours?
Give me the... No, I'd love to hear the story.
Oh, okay. So, me and Megan were having a conversation, and not one word that's even sounded remotely like Alexa came about naturally in our conversation. And I was like... I don't know. I need to look into that. And then out of fucking nowhere, Alexa's like, I can help with that. And I'm like, no, you can't. Fucking boom, unplug, done with you. Like, yeah. you're eavesdropping, first of all, which is fucking rude, you know? And now you're trying to help me? Like, no.
But at least you had the audacity to just be like, hey, I was listening. Let me show you something.
Right.
I've seen so many things that, like, I've only talked about it. I have not searched it because I'm too embarrassed. And like, it just shows up in my ads. And I'm like, all I did was talk about it. There's, right. you know, so there's no, like, only this device has to be listening. And it's awful. I remember, though, this has been in effect for so long. Like, back in the old days, like, when Facebook, like, was pretty recent. Mm-hmm. And then ads came out on Facebook that, like, was kind of... People lost their shit. And I know one of my first ones, and I don't know what I was searching to make it happen, but it was, like, gay cruises. I'm Ooh. Like, or no, sorry, gay scuba diving. Ooh. Which, and I was like... Wow, that's really targeted. That's really targeted. And I was closeted too. So, right. I mean, like, probably I like searched something online, right. but it wasn't gay scuba diving. That's definitely not what
like,
I
that's
was,
very specific.
That's not what I was looking for. I can't even swim, Nate. I'm not even a great swimmer. So, I don't even know. But yeah, ever since then, it's been all downhill. Yeah.
I think those searches are full of shit, anyways, because Megan used to, I am strong on the word used to because I ruined it, use the shopping list app. With Alexa, and she'd be like, add this to the list. So on my phone, I would secretly add Big Black Dildo. And not one time did an ad for Big Black Dildo show up on Megan's phone.
Interesting.
But
she probably already bought it. That's why.
That would have been good. But she'd be like, Alexa, read me the shopping list.
And you're just waiting, like, here,
like,
we go.
Big Black bleep. And, like, Alexa beeps it out.
Oh, would
like,
you? Funny. Well, wholesome Dang. Family stories.
Yeah, good times.
Good times. Anything else we want to talk about? End of the year stuff. I'm very sketchy on today's
content.
It's very improv heavy, which means very little prep. It's a premise, as usual. It's a premise and very little thought. Mm-hmm. So I was just wondering, maybe we should stretch the clock out a little bit before we jump in.
We're winging it.
Could be the worst 10 minutes of the show. We'll see.
Yeah, it shouldn't be bad. We're going to be doing a Batman episode, right?
Yep.
Batman.
Yep. Can't go wrong.
Trigger.
Peter Holmes.
Yeah.
It's words. You just say words. That's all you do.
Yeah, that'd it's, be fine.
People like, at first I thought it was like a really like clever like interpretation. And then I realized like
totally copying.
You just say things.
Yeah.
Like, like they don't have to be funny things, you know? Like,
okay. Now, how are we going to do this?
Okay. So here's kind of the theater of the mind type deal. I'll kind of share the premise that I have going. Of course, you'll be Batman. So not much you have to do except just make us laugh.
Perfect.
But basically, premise I had in mind is, so Batman is out thwarting crime, and he gets a report that Mr. Freeze is up to no good in his lair or whatever. And so Batman's going to sneak in, like break in to Mr. Freeze's mansion, whatever, hideout. Mm-hmm. I don't know, he usually just like lives in his house. I feel like in like most movies and TV shows, he's just in like a frozen house. Like, how is anyone surprised where Mr. Freeze lives?
Like, what was he in the George Clooney one? An ice cream factory? Like, first of all, what kind of fucking ice cream factory is that fucking cold? Where you got icicles hanging down from the fucking ceiling. Like, there's machinery in there. Like, it's hot in there.
They always like super overplay. Like, he's in some like frozen tundra like realm, but it's like in Gotham, you know, climate wise, that doesn't really make sense anywhere. So it's just like, it always cracks me up. Be like, oh, gotta find Mr. Freeze. Like, it's probably very easy. Very
like,
easy.
Working for the power company, you could look up and be like, oh man, who's this guy with the fucking $15,000 electric bill? What's he got going on? Oh, it's negative 20 in his house. Like, okay, that must be where fucking Mr. Freeze lives. Like,
Albert, call up Gotham TV.
Call the power company. What's the meter at? It's really spinning out here. I'm going to have to get Greta on the horn. So many fossil fuels, he's burning.
Anywho, so Batman's going to break in, try to preemptively thwart Dr. Freeze before his next big plan.
Okay.
And that's where we'll leave
it. Okay. Here I am. I'm sneaking.
Okay. So, let's not even pretend like we're going to set up a scenario here. So you just kick down the door and you enter this big room, and what you see, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's very like worshipy. And then in the center, there's like obviously this like clear tube and a lot of like frozen, you know, air around it and bullshit. And then there's just this like, looks like a woman's asleep. Like frozen, pale skin, kind of floating in the center, and you see Dr. Freeze, and he's like, Batman, Freeze! cease and desist.
What are you doing here? What are you watching? That was a pretty boring channel.
What? I don't... Watching?
On the tube. Alfred calls it the tube.
Oh, I'm doing the Bane voice either. I was going to do something German, like...
Hergen. That's
Swedish. This is my house!
Ooh, I like that. Gizwax.
What are you doing in my house?
Ooh, like the governor. I'm the governor.
I'm the governor.
I'm here to thwart you. Like, but whoa. What's this thing you're looking at?
This is my wife.
No.
Yes.
That's a popsicle.
Yes.
No.
No. No. Yes.
No. I know wives. I almost had one 27 times.
Really? Who?
If it's supermodels, you wouldn't know.
Okay. Well, listen, Batman. There's no crime to thwart here. I am in my residence, home of residence, with my wife. She is not well, you see. In fact, really, most of the crime I do normally is, you know, to finance research so that I can save her life.
Why is it so cold in there? You can see the nipples on my suit.
Yeah. Well... To be fair, the suit always has nipples, even in hot.
Yeah, but they're extra hard right now.
Okay. Well, listen, Batman. I would like you to leave. My wife is very ill, and I don't know how much time I have left.
Yeah, what's her deal?
What?
She's napping.
What?
She's napping.
She's napping. Napping. No.
Napping.
No, she's not. She is, I mean, so to speak. Tuckered out. No. No. No, Batman.
You know,
has a rare genetic disease, Batman, that prevents her. Or is it genetic? Well, what's the backstory? I forgot. Did he do it to her? What's that story there? Do we know? Okay. Don't worry about it.
In the movie, she had what Alfred had.
Yeah.
Much more advanced stage.
Anyway, genetic disease, blah, blah, trying to save her with research, and unless you happen to have the disposal of the Wayne Foundation and hundreds of thousands of scientists, I do not think you can help me, Batman.
I'm fresh out, sir.
Fresh out. Okay, well, then please leave my home.
I think we really need to talk about this. I think I can save her.
Oh?
Yeah.
How, Batman?
No, it's super easy. Now all you can do is get a loaf of bread and some lunch meat and some mayonnaise.
He's like writing notes.
And you lay it in front of her and she'll wake up and make a sandwich. It's what all women do. It's fact.
This isn't the 1930s, Batman.
No, Alfred told me.
He's probably that old.
Exactly. He told me. It'll be fine.
No, Batman, she's comatose. She won't wake up. She's been in chronic cryogenic sleep, yes, words, for over a decade.
I've just tried shaking her really hard. Here, get her out of the tube.
No, no, no. And now you hit the like eject button and the water's coming out. She just drops like to the.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh my God, my beautiful wife. What have you done?
Oh yeah, your arm's not totally supposed to bend like that. You might want to fix that before you shake her.
Oh, my beautiful wife. Look at her. Look at her. And he moves her head at you. Like, does this look like a woman who is okay, Batman?
Oh, that's a woman. I thought it was an ice sculpture. What are we talking about here?
My wife. She's dying. Please leave.
Oh. Well, you're under arrest.
Wait, no. For what? You broke into my home.
I forgot. It was pretty warm outside.
Christopher Gordon. Why is he arrest?
My bat sensor said it was a nice cool negative 20 degrees in here. So I was like, oh, I better cool off.
I've committed no crime except loving my wife.
Oh, yeah. But she's dead.
No, she's alive, though, Batman. She's alive. Look. And he like shows you like a sensor. Like, she's still, by keeping her at sub whatever degree temperatures, she's cryogenically preserved.
But you can't fool me with that. What is that? Tamagotchi? That little koala climbing up a tree.
Wow.
I forgot to feed mine. It died.
That was 20 years ago, Batman.
Still fresh in my heart.
I could probably fund the research to save her life if I had one.
I named that koala Rachel. And it died too.
Okay, listen, I need you to leave, Batman. As long as we keep the air conditioning down to sub temperatures, she'll be okay.
Hold on. I need to call somebody in on this. They'll never believe me. I need to get my dick out. Dick, come in. You need to come in here. Dick.
I'm not doing dick. You're doing dick.
Okay.
Oh, Batman, what's going on, man?
Dick, get in here. There's a frozen lady. It's the craziest shit you've ever seen, man. You gotta get in here.
All right, I'm on my way.
She is not some spectacle, Batman, to be observed.
Hold on, let me take some pictures. Get closer. Smile, I don't want it to be weird. All right. Now, I think I can save her.
Don't touch her.
Now, when I'm sleepy, Alfred makes me coffee. Have you tried giving her coffee?
Batman, of course. I've tried everything.
Make her some coffee right now. I want to see.
No, I'm not. No, get out.
What about an espresso? It's not a lot of coffee. It's a little bit of coffee, but a whole lot of kick.
I'm going to say, like, as this happens, like, the powers, like, start to, like, the lights go off, and then you can hear, like, the air conditioner, like, break. Like, you hear, like, that rinking, like, that rattling noise, like, before an air conditioner breaks. He's like, oh, my God, the AC is out. Batman, quickly, we must get the power turned back on.
I don't know anything about that.
Really? Because I just received an email saying that Batman, at Batman's request, that we turn off power to my home.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, I'm a man of different hats, so let me change my hat.
And still with the full cowl of the Batman thing, he puts on like an electrician's cap.
All right, I'm ready to fix it.
Please. She only has 7 minutes before she wakes up from cryogenic freeze and dies.
Oh, that means we got 5 minutes to shoot the shit. What's going on?
No, please. He's like crying. And please, Batman, she's all I care about. You can take me to prison. Just save my life.
All right, fair enough. I'll be right back. I'm totally going to go fix it.
And he just gets on the bat phone.
Hey, I fucked up. You want to turn that power back on? Thanks, I appreciate it. All right, cool.
Thank you, Batman.
Yeah, I totally fixed it. You're welcome. I'm pretty good at everything I do. Now, about your wife. She's looking pretty goopy. Is that normal? Like pruny.
I've told you she has genetic condition, blah, blah, blah. Please.
She looks like the old lady from Titanic.
Listen, you can take me. I just find somebody who can save her. If not my research, maybe someone at the Wayne Foundation. If you know people at the electric company, do you know people at the Wayne Foundation?
No, absolutely not. I don't know any Waynes.
Not a single Wayne.
Good people, though. The Waynes. But I don't know them now.
I guess, my love, I see, like, puts her back in the tank and I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally gonna take
it. It's not like a garden hose and like plugs that in and starts filling it back up.
Yeah, you're wasting time. I'm totally gonna take her out of there as soon as I rest you. She'll be fine, trust me. Women are resilient. Oh man, her hair's starting to fall out. That's gross.
We'll cut it. As expected, that was a shit show.
Well, we can do another part too. We can do a part two if we want to extend it. How far are we?
You want to do one of the other premises that we had?
Let's do fucking all three. Fuck it.
What was the third one that I had? Do you remember?
I got.
Oh, it was the Riddler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not ready for that. Because for that one, I was going to pull up some riddles.
Oh, okay.
And then I figured you just wouldn't answer them. I was going to be like, Batman, what would you call? But I don't have any of that shit ready.
Oh, okay.
I don't
know. You only thought of one and be like, no, hold on, I'm thinking. No, hold on, wait. I almost got it. It's on the tip of my tongue. Wait, do bats have tongues? Yeah, they do. Wait, what were we talking about?
We just go through every villain at that point. I think the other premise, that one we could do, is I was trying to imagine, like, so, like, Batman gets a call from Talia, and she's like, Batman, I have something to tell you. Yeah, yeah.
I liked that one.
So, we'll just start from the phone call with, fuck it, we'll just do it live.
Whatever. Yeah, fuck it, we're going live.
Oh, I don't even know what kind of accent Talia would have. Batman.
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, just the heiress of the League of Assassins.
How'd you get this number? I thought I ghosted you.
You gave it to me.
Oh, no.
And then you didn't really ghost. You just stopped texting.
Oh, yeah. Ghosting. Sorry about that. I'm a busy guy. A lot of crime to thwart.
It's fine. It's fine. You know, my dad's not a huge fan of you.
Yeah, anymore. Did I kill him?
Once or twice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You get that on these big jobs.
Gets knocked down. He gets back up again.
Wait.
Never going to keep him down.
I like that song.
Yeah. Anywho, listen, I have something I haven't been telling you. You know, it's... You want we haven't seen each other... Oh, it has to do with the one-nighter, you know.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Do you remember how long ago that was?
It lasted about 5 minutes.
Not how long it lasted, but how long ago it was.
Oh, yeah, about 17 years now, I think it was.
No.
16 years?
If I said, you know, 9 months.
Oh, wow.
Would that, you know, trigger anything?
No, time flies, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think it's best you come down to the Lazarus Pit. I have something to show you.
All right.
Someone.
I'll be right there. I'm on my way. Alfred, one with the Batmobile.
You load it in and it's like, I get knocked down, yeah, but I get up again.
Yeah, I don't know why I stopped listening to this jam. I'm getting fucking pumped.
And I guess whatever, you roll up to wherever the fuck the Lazarus Pit is, which I think is another country.
I'm gonna say it takes like 20 hours to get there, and when I get there, I'm still listening to I Get Knocked Down,
but I get up again. Man, that song never gets old.
Oh, Batman, here. I expected you 17 hours ago.
I could have flown.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I like to drive.
Yeah, I know you have the bat jet.
Yeah, I just got new subs put in the Batmobile. You should really hear.
Listen, anyway, Batman. There's someone I want to show you. It's okay, son. Come out.
Who the fuck is that?
Damien. It's Bruce. This is
an Oompa Loompa.
No easy way to say it. No,
a midget.
No, no, he's
a tiny man.
A child. No, yeah, I mean a child is like a tiny man.
He's
walking. You're like a child.
He's a baby.
Listen, it's your son.
Oh,
Bruce. 9 months ago, we had that night. Lasted about 5 minutes, but...
But that was a good 5 minutes, right?
You said you used protection.
Yeah, bat protection.
Yeah, you said you had a bat protection. Yeah. Little did I know, you actually just sprayed bat repellent on your junk.
I didn't want bats to get involved.
Yeah, that burned for a while after that.
Because, you know, it makes perfect sense that I'm scared of bats, but I chose that as the symbol to strike fear into enemies.
Yeah, I don't read into a lot of your decisions, but listen, I can't do this anymore. This is your child, and he needs to know his father. Like, he can't be raised. I've tried, you know, Raj has really tried to fill in for you, but he's like an old man that's died like literally dozens of times.
Oh, yeah,
don't say it. Don't say it.
Oh.
Gets knocked down. But anyway,
but he got up again.
But listen, he like he's just an old man from centuries ago. Like, he can't relate to a millennial on Instagram who happens to be your son is also an expert in martial arts and
wait,
one of the leading assassins of the League of Assassins at just the age of 11.
Oh, he's 11? Oh.
Ish, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Now, I don't know what to do with an 11-year-old.
Hey, Dad.
Should I get him a suit?
I'm right here.
Should we do acrobats? I don't need a suit.
Suits are stupid.
No, suits are cool.
Nope, not cool.
I have another little friend.
She's like, great, you're getting along. I'll leave you guys to it. She just kind of walks off.
So, you ever listen to that song, I Get Knocked Down, Then I Get Up Again?
No, Chumbawamba's lame.
But you know the band?
Don't worry about it. Listen, Dad.
Yeah.
I'm into...
Wait, don't call me Dad.
Little baby and...
Call me Batman.
No.
Okay, that's fair.
Bruce. Your name is Bruce Wayne.
No.
You're the head of a multi-billion-dollar corporation, which I will one day become the heir of as your child.
No, you don't want that burden.
I mean, I do.
No,
in fact,
no.
And in fact, I think I might be more competent at it than you'll ever be.
No, everything's going crypto now. You don't want to deal with that.
Crypto?
Yeah.
This is news to me.
It's a new bad guy.
We're a little behind in the League of Assassins. We don't necessarily.
Oh, what do you guys use? All the coins.
Dogecoin. Listen, Dad, I think we're done here. I don't know why Mom brought you out here. We have nothing in common. I don't even know why.
Wait.
I don't resemble you at all.
You want to play catch? I can toss the batarang around.
I mean, maybe just quick, maybe like 5 minutes.
I'm not crying or nothing, but I might love you.
So anyway, whatever. We'll skip that whole, like, whatever that happens for a few minutes. And he's like, would you like me to show you around the League of Assassin headquarter compound?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I've been here before, but yeah, whatever. That's fine.
True.
Yeah, walk me around.
You've caused a number of repairs.
Yeah, I took shit over there by that wall one time.
Yeah, we remember.
Oh, good. Was
really gross.
There used to be a plaque over there. I made it. They must have took it down.
A plaque?
Yeah, saying I shit there.
Oh, yeah, no. Not remembering the plaque. Listen, how are you at martial arts?
Oh, I'm probably the best you've ever seen.
He, like, tries to, like...
Sweep me?
Yeah, tries to, like, sweep you.
I'm going to say he totally takes me out.
It was a long drive, and I didn't stretch after I got out of the Batmobile. But don't worry, you knocked me down. I'm going to get
No, please, no, don't say God.
You know what I'm a master of? Capoeira.
Yeah, what are you good at?
Capoeira. That's a Brazilian dance fighting? No, hold on.
That's not very practical.
And then the Batmobile door opens up, and it's like, I get knocked down.
Yeah, here we go.
Is that traditional capoeira dance music?
Totally. Check this out.
Yeah. Are you air pumping?
Oh, yeah, totally. Check pelvic thrust. Pelvic thrust.
This is what you're good at?
Your mom loved it.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, she loved it for 5 whole minutes.
He just looks over, and she's just, like, shaking her head, but also, like, licking her lips. Listen, Dad, I want to go back to Gotham with you. I did actually ask my mom to bring you here. Like, I don't want to stay here. I've already better than all of these assassins, you know, our superior genetics and hard will.
No, I don't think you should. It's a dangerous place. You got weirdos like Bane there. Now Robin's bike.
Bane? Wait, so a few questions here. Okay, Bane is actually not a criminal anymore. He actually is like a self-help. He wrote a book about coming out of the closet and a lot of other stuff. He's doing really well. He's like a model citizen now.
I would have changed the title of his book, though, to I Love Venom. Change the font color to white, you know.
Yeah. Dad, I'm not stupid. I get what you're saying. Listen, all right, whatever. That aside, why is it cool for a bi-curious gymnast to live with you, but not your son?
I don't question you about your lifestyle choices. You don't question me about mine. Okay, he was an orphan. His parents died. I took him in. He's very flexible, yes. That doesn't matter. Alfred loves him. Alfred would hate you.
Who's Alfred?
My dad.
Grandpa?
No. Kind of. Oh. Maybe.
Oh.
I love him, though. He's old. He takes care of me.
So he's not my grandfather?
No, not at all.
My grandparents are dead, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Way dead.
Oh, totally dead.
Super dead.
Yeah.
Is that why you are the way you are?
Oh, totally. I'm really fucked up about it.
Got it. Okay, yeah, that makes... Mom. I'm tracking. A lot of things making sense here. But listen, I want to come back. Like, whatever. Robin's cool. Uh-huh. Whatever. Yeah. Robin has his own room. I mean, you have, what, 30 rooms in your house? Like... I can't occupy one of them.
No, I got my stuff in there.
You would literally rather I become an international criminal with the League of Assassins than live under your roof.
Well, I don't want to have to move stuff around. One room's got weights.
You don't move stuff. You're rich. You literally pay everybody to do everything for you.
Yeah, but have you once seen a cleaning lady in the weight man? I haven't. Alfred's got to do that shit by himself and he's getting old. He walks up the stairs.
Says exactly. Well, maybe you need some pleasure. I could help more around, you know, I could be more active in your life. I kind of thought you could be there more for me, but I think maybe it would be better if I was there for you.
I'm pretty lonely.
Yeah, I get that vibe.
Yeah, I tried to own a great white shark one time. Turns out they don't like captivity. It died.
Oh, did you like put him in the pool?
Yeah, fresh. No. Yeah, regular water pool.
Oh. Yeah, that's problematic.
I put ice cubes in there to try to cool it down. It turns out it wasn't a pool. It was a jacuzzi. It's
a dead shark. I just want to take a minute to imagine Alfred getting like a fucking dead shark out of a jacuzzi.
We had a deal. I got the shark in there. Alfred's got to get him out. It smelled real bad. You know how many chicks were self-conscious getting that jacuzzi?
Dad, listen, I'm not giving you a choice. Either I come back with you in the bat jet, or I become your worst enemy.
That's a tough one. How are your skills with, like, weapons?
Excellent.
Oh.
Name a weapon.
Nunchucks.
Yep.
Throwing stars.
Yep.
Bowler.
Bowler?
Yeah.
Like the hat?
No. Maybe.
Like from James Bond when he throws, like, that's not a real weapon.
No, I was actually thinking of, like, that scene in Half Baked with Jim Brewer and Dave Chappelle where he's like, they had nunchucks, bowlers. They'd be giving people Indian burns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Remember that part? Man, Jim Brewer's hilarious.
No, we don't have television here. I have a strict regimen of like 10 hours of training a day and then schoolwork and then sleep and also like assassinating people.
Oh.
Which I would like to stop doing if I could live under your roof. Like here, it's kind of like old school, like, hey, you got to murder people, die, right. Come back to life, carry on the legacy. But if I go with you, I could maybe just be a rich bachelor.
Wait, so you've never seen Dexter?
No.
Oh, good. So what I'm going to do is I know you have a dark passenger, so I'm going to train you to kill people, but only bad people. And it's a completely original idea. It's all my own idea. Sound good? You can come live with me then.
Yeah. All right. That works.
All right. It's a deal. Let's go.
I get knocked down, yeah. But I get up again.
20 hours. It just cuts to him throwing himself out of the vehicle as you're like crossing an ocean in the Batmobile.
Oh my God. He strangled himself with a seatbelt. I told Alfred this doesn't need seatbelts. Oh, man, how long have you been dead? Oh, man. Oh, you're pretty stiff over there. You've been dead a while. Oh, you're bloated. My only son. No.
And cut. Oh, God. I have to put this on air.
I get knocked down.
And what you guys don't know as listeners is that to edit this obviously involves me re-listening to parts over and over again. So his jokes that he thinks is funny one time, I actually hear like 30 times. So happy holidays.
I'm hilarious. And my throat hurts.
Oh boy. Yikes. Well, yeah. What do you think about the... Oh, my God.
Oh, right,
we're never back. Getting sponsors.
I'm back.
We're never getting sponsors.
We're
going to
get sponsors. WB, thank you. DC, thank you for your sponsorship.
How do you feel about The Batman, the new movie coming out with Robert Pattinson next year?
Robert Pattinson, he fucking sucks, dude. Like, everyone's saying how great he is. Like, yeah, he was a good Edward, but that was about it. Like, you had the one role, you're done.
Name one other movie Robert Pattinson
has been. Obviously, I'm a big Potterhead. He was Cedric Diggory. But
okay, name one other movie than the literally only two people.
There was another one.
If you get a third one, I'll
The Lighthouse. He was in The Lighthouse.
Damn it. Okay.
He was actually good.
And he was phenomenal in it, was he?
I loved him in The Lighthouse. Mm. You know what? I take it back.
So maybe give him a chance.
No, not for Batman.
Not for Batman?
No.
Who would your ideal Batman be, Nate? Other than Pete Holmes or you?
I really like the Christian Bale one, even though it was super, super serious. He took himself very seriously.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton, I did really like. Adam West, I wasn't fond of.
God, you're old enough to have seen the Adam West one. I'm just kidding.
I watched like the Boomerang.
Yeah, no, they were on all the time. Yeah, I remember.
Old ones. George Clooney was fucking awful. Val Kilmer was great in Tombstone. If that expresses how I feel about his Batman.
All right. So, but you gave like, no, I want you to name a new name. Like, all right. So those are, you kind of just rated all the existing Batmans. Give me who, like 2023, like who do we need as Batman in this modern age?
Oh, Henry.
Henry Cavill?
Yeah. I want him to play both. Like when he has the mustache on, he's Batman. But when he's clean shaven, he's Superman. He could do it.
What's the mother's name again?
What's the mom's name, Chris?
Martha.
Why do you say mother? Mother. There's gonna be a problem.
That was like a plot. That was a very bizarre, important plot point for Batman versus Superman. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I never watched it.
Oh, no, you don't remember? Okay.
No.
So like basically Batman and Superman duking it out, kind of kicking each other's ass, but then Batman gets the kind of the advantage. He has like he like poisons him with kryptonite dust and also like stabs him with a kryptonite spear. Like he's got a lot of tools. It's Batman, right? He came prepared.
Ben Affleck Batman, right?
Yeah. So he finally like they're fighting it out. He gets the like hand up on him, and then basically he's like about to kill him, and
to
also
kill Superman?
Right, and like break his own rule, by the way, but whatever. Right. And then what? I think Superman is hallucinating, and he says his mom's name like Martha. Save Martha. Yeah, he's like hallucinating or something, and he says that, and then because Batman's name is Martha, he's like, "Why'd you say that? Why'd you say Martha? Why'd you?" And he just started like shaking him, like, "Why'd you say Martha?"
Oh,
and
like, he's like,
and that's like, that's like what ends the fight, basically.
Like our moms have the same name.
Yeah.
Like, let's be right? friends.
He's like, this is like such a sophisticated, like technologically, like technologically advanced, like resource gentleman. And it just comes down, like, it, I mean, it truly always comes down to like, he's so broken from his parents being dead. I guess that is a good enough answer, but it just was crazy that you're about to kill a man and he says your mom's name. And then you're just like, it's like the Rachel line that you say. Right. It's basically that with Martha.
Right.
Martha.
But really,
I found that to be a really bizarre.
It makes sense, because when we showed up at D&D and we're like, we're both named Nate, I guess we're friends now. It's that easy.
That's how it works.
Yep.
And then there was a third Nate. We had the Council of Nates.
He was okay.
I dug him.
He was always high.
He was super high. I liked how we just came up with like a totally bizarre rule that was, if like we had a disagreement, the Council of Nates could just, and like we weren't qualified in any way except we both, all three of us had Nates.
Right.
So horrible decision on that part.
But, oh, yeah. But I think we made sound decisions all one time that it went to the council.
Yeah, I think so. Well, that's because we had D&D like once every like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, and, that's true.
Man, that was rough.
Remember that guy with the cane?
Yeah,
he was cool.
Drew.
Yeah,
that's true. I had him in my phone.
I don't even remember.
Because I made him join the group, and then I think he absolutely regretted his life.
Yeah, I think that's when
poor
he left
guy.
Is after he joined the group.
Because, so, I mean, whatever. Story time, guys. D&D, I don't know how it worked for you when you joined, but me and Chris just rolled in. First group we rolled upon was Murder Hobo Central with all of you, with the group. Yeah. So, like, we just lucked
in. Was
the
weird guy Shane still DMing?
No. We were shortly after Shane, I believe.
Okay.
And you had stopped playing briefly. We appeared somewhere in your gap there.
Originally I was there, and then I think I showed up the same day as Don and James to an Adventure League game.
Okay.
And then we played for about maybe four sessions, and then you guys kept rotating, and I want to say Jeff was there too. Jeff and Megan. And then we kept going, and then I was like, fuck this Shane guy, I'm out of here.
Okay.
And then it was like 2 months or something like that. I think I'm good.
Was it still like a murder hobo-y dynamic then?
Oh, it was awful, man. Like, he was the worst DM ever. He's like, I'm like, I want to do something like this. And he's like, no, you can't do that. But you will do something like this. Like, however he pictured it in his head. And I'm like, yeah, that's great, dude. Thanks. You know? Do I get a roll of dice? No, it's fine. Okay.
Yikes.
I bought all these dice.
Yikes. I mean, I'm so grateful for like me and Chris just showed up, and like I felt like we found like a great group, and that was it. But it seems like maybe there was some like shifting, but it really just seemed to be that Shane guy that was like a problem.
I think so. Yeah.
No one else really.
And then once we got to that back room, that is when I think we had the most fun.
Yes.
Back there.
Yeah. And we owned that room for a while. Like when other like groups would try to go back there, we would amp up the like obnoxiousness. Yeah. Like, so we'd make it so they wouldn't want to play back there. And then that was. Those are good times.
I don't know how many times that I did the double fist to my mouth joke when other groups were back there just to annoy somebody.
Countless. And then there was one where there was like a kid whose parents just like left him there, right?
Ooh,
I wasn't at that one.
Yes, because that was the exact same day that I tried to get my friend Kelly from work to come in and play, because he's always been super interested.
Oh.
That was the exact same day he came in, and this 10-year-old kid, his parents just dropped him off. And then he apparently
totally effed, by the way, because I mean, this is it's a mall, and then there's a store, but this is like a kind of sketchy kind of, you wouldn't know about this back room behind the game store.
Right.
So like to leave your kid there, like frankly, like no witnesses, no, like nobody, like the staff isn't even back there.
Right.
So like
with a bunch of grown men.
Super sketch. Like
weird.
I mean, it goes to say that like, hey, the D&D and gaming community is actually pretty cool. And like you guys actually tried to make it work. I know you hated it.
No, I tried to make it work. Everybody else fucking hated the poor kid. But because I have a kid that's close to that age, I'm like, man, I feel bad for you. But he was the fucking worst, Nate. Right off the bat. He's like, I'm a noble, so I have all the money in the world. And I'm like, no, you don't, dude. You got like 10 gold pieces. Like, that's all you have to your name. Okay, but I have full plate armor. Like, dude.
Didn't you guys push him in, like, water or something with the full plate armor?
Because we were playing fucking the Lost Mines of Phandelver that we played 100,000 fucking times. Mm. And we knew that there's a sack of coins in the fountain if you look over. Okay, I'm going to look over. And then I think it was fucking Jeff, man, walked up and pushed him in. Well, I'm going to swim out. I forget who was DMing. And they're like, you can't. You're in full plate armor, remember?
So did the kid die?
Yeah, we let him drown right there.
I wish I was there. I mean, not playing because that sounds miserable, but I wish I could have like watched that. Like how I like, and I did like he like cry and leave, or like his parents just showed up like right after that?
He sat there and pouted. Mm-hmm. And then it was almost the end of the session anyways, which is, I think, why we killed him. And he didn't come back. Thank goodness. And like, that was the final straw, because I was trying to be nice the whole time, like whispering in his ear, kind of like, hey, man, don't do that. I'll do whatever I want. I'm a noble. You know what? Fuck me then. Do whatever the fuck you want. I don't fucking know you. I'm trying to help you.
Here's a glimpse into Nate's parenting right now, I'm guessing. No, I totally get it. And like, obviously not the kid's fault, but like, again, I just can't think of like those parents. Like, what a piece of shit. And like, I get it, right? As like, Nate, as parents, I'm sure you want to like do nothing more than to dump your kid on somebody. You've never, like, I've even offered to like babysit just so you guys can have like a date night or something, and you're like not gonna just let like strangers like watch your kids or have to deal with your shit with. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, and I just think, I mean, that's one thing, like not taking a babysitter to go and just drop your kid off at a mall with strangers. Like, you're selfish pieces of shit. I don't care like how in like how dire straits your marriage is at that point that you need to like abandon your child and get some time. Like, you need to hire a babysitter. I know that can be hard, but you need to do something, dude. That's not
the mall is not a place that drops. This isn't the fucking 80s anymore. You can't just drop someone off on the mall and then those kids go off and have an adventure and fight Russians.
Yeah. I mean, at bare minimum, like here's safe thing, like safe bets, swearing. I mean, probably swearing was going on, right? And then who knows?
If I'm
like,
in the table, there's definitely swearing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's the bare minimum for... Right. How old was this kid? Like, 10? Like,
10 or 11.
Yeah, right? Like, it just didn't...
It didn't make sense. Because Corbin wanted to come play, and I was like, no. No. And even Megan was like, no. You're not going to play.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to annoy everybody there. And you need to know the rules. And once you learn the rules, then maybe you can go play. That's why we've been playing... I try to play D&D with him and everything. And he does an okay part, but I still wouldn't let him go down there by himself. And he probably knows the rules better than half the people there.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, do you think those parents even knew how to play D&D?
Oh,
like,
absolutely not. They were fat pieces of shit.
That's... Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, you should have saw them. It looked like two huts fucking slithering into the place. They're like, Misha Shibuki.
Because I was wondering, like, are these nerds and they're like, these are my people. They'll take care of my kid. Or they're just like, oh, look, a game store. This should be sufficient. Yeah. Like,
nope, they were just redneck.
And it was ours. Was it ours?
Yeah, it was a 3-hour session.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. Our session was 3 hours. They were truly gone? Yes. All three? Wow.
Yes.
What a bunch of garbage.
I dealt with that for 3 hours.
I don't know how we got on this topic, but yikes.
I don't know. Now I'm getting heated up. Yikes.
Yeah, oh boy. Well, save it because you don't have air conditioning on the way home. So.
Yeah, you're welcome, Megan, for the new car.
Anywho.
Edit all that out, Nate.
Listeners, forgot you were there for a minute.
Sorry, yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, thanks for stopping by. I hope you had fun with Batman.
Hope you had fun with Batman. Obituary blurbs here. Just go to our website, nowonepresents.com. You can find our Patreon. You can follow our social media channels. You can watch animated clips from the show. You can, good Lord, please, if you have like Apple Podcasts or something that lets you leave reviews, like I think Podcast Addict, whatever, go ahead and leave us a review. That helps us rank, maybe. Yeah. I hope. And get excited. We talked, we are going to be eventually, we keep saying season 2 is coming. It truly is. We are working on it.
Just like winter.
And just like winter, there will be a lot of frigid, like desolate periods of not fun.
Yes.
In our season 2. But no, season 2 is coming. We have assets. We're editing, we're working, we're refining, trying to actually make something prepared and good content for you. So look forward to season 2. Support us. And I think last thing, share an episode. Not this one, probably. But if you enjoy a specific episode of our show, share it. The best way for us to, you know, share our show with other people is for you to share it with other people. We've already exhausted our friends. They don't want to talk to us anymore.
We're not even friends anymore.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah. That's how much I've been pushing it. People have been deleting me.
All right. And have a happy holiday.
Bye. Thanks for coming.